The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 15 new COVID-19 cases and one death in its latest update. An Orillia man over 79 years old has died after contracting COVID-19. He was hospitalized prior to his death, and died on October 25. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows. Clearview, 1. One youth under 18 years old whose case is linked to close contact transmission. Barry, 4. One youth under 18 years old, two people between 18 and 34 years old, and one person between 45 and 64 years old. Two cases are linked to close contact transmission, and one is listed as community acquired, no known link. One case is still under investigation. Innisfil, 5, 3 youth under 18 years old and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. One case is outbreak related, and the other 4 are linked to close contact transmission. Bradford West Gwillimbury, 2, 1 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. One case is outbreak related, and one is listed as community acquired, no known link. Penetanguishene, 2, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old. Both cases are outbreak related. Muskoka District, 1, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old from Gravenhurst. The case is linked to close contact transmission. Included in the new cases reported today are 11 unvaccinated and 4 fully vaccinated people. There are currently 147 active cases in the region. 10 people from Simcoe County are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 13,942 cases of COVID-19 with 13,531 of those cases recovered and 264 cases ending in death. According to the health unit, 72.5% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine and 76% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. The health unit reported the rate of infection in unvaccinated individuals who are eligible for a vaccine is 10 times higher than it is for someone who is fully vaccinated. The rate of hospitalization is 19 times higher for unvaccinated people compared to vaccinated. Those observations are based on data collected between August 29 and October 23. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. School outbreaks. There are 3 active outbreaks in schools in Simcoe County. There are outbreaks at 2 Barrie schools, including Portage View Elementary School, 2 cases, and Assakeenik Public School, 3 cases. The outbreaks were declared October 21 and 22 respectively. There are 22 cases associated with an outbreak at Holy Cross Public School in Innisfil, with the outbreak declared October 15. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on October 27. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Adj Tosarantio 225,222 the 1st of October 17,1898 65.9% Barrie 4,598 428,124 the 3rd of October 26,2997 82.8% Bradford WG 2,252 2,211.38 October 26th 5,159 80.1% Clearview 152,143.5 October 24,1,1175.3% Collingwood 282,277.3 1 October 24 1143 91% ESA 559 551 5 1 October 23, 2319.85.6% Innisfil 1377 1332 The 19th of October 26 3340 76.2% Midland 218212 The 6th of September 26 1191 85.9% New Tecumseth 1661 1635 18 The 1st of October 25 3923 79.3% Aurelia 372 360 9 October 25 1097 89.4% Oro Medant 258 248 6 1 October 19 1106 93.2% Penetanguishene 230 205 8 October 26 2387 88.5% Remara 129126 The 1st of October 22 1234 69% Severn 92883 1 October 9th 6 2064% Springwater 328315 The 2nd of October 25 1530 89.7% Tay 132129 The 3rd of September 24 1177 89.3% Tiny 151149 2 October 19 1125 76% Wasaga Beach 315 307 5 1 October 25 1329 83.9% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.